daytime in some woodland.
If a tree falls in the woods, and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound?
Ellen, a teenage girl of about 15, is crouching at the top of a slide in a children's play area, gazing into the woods.
Does it make a sound? Does it?
Ellen follows a girl who's just left a block of flats.
Lauren! Lauren! You don't talk to me anymore. Where's your manners? I'm warming you up because you're frigid. You're on fire! Run! You fish! As if I'd actually burn ya!
Ellen. As a bald-headed man joins three people who are washing a car outside a small house, Ellen stands idly on a low wall next to the block of flats. Now she's entering a flat. She passes four scruffy men who are slouching in the living room, two of them playing a video game.
Need to use toilet!
A woman passes Ellen.
Mum!
She said hello to everyone properly.
Put some clothes on.
There's nothing worse than a bikini.
If we were at the seaside, I'd shut my mouth.
Where's your manners?
Miserable fish.
Ellen stands on some stairs watching as her mother, Nicole, who's wearing very little below the waist, bends over to pick some dishes up off the living room floor. Ellen's very conscious of the leering attention her mum's getting from two of the men. Nicole walks through to a kitchen area and yawns wearily. Ellen decides to go out again, and she leaves the flat with a bang of the front door.
Is your Ellen all right, Nick?
As if bored, Ellen slides her feet slowly over a muddy patch near an underpass. Now it's night time, and she climbs onto a garage roof so she can peer in through the kitchen window of a house.
Dad? Dad!
Seeing no one's inside the darkened house, she steps away and is soon settling down on the pavement outside the property, her back to a wall. She takes the lid off a bottle of nail varnish and empties the contents into a plastic bag. Dropping the bottle into the bag, she holds its open end against her nose and mouth, breathing in the fumes. She exhales, then takes another hit on the bag. A car rolls to a stop nearby, and the bald-headed driver looks over at Ellen.
What? What are you looking at?
You're Nicole's kid, ain't you?
Go, Granddad!
A teenage girl rolls a wheelie bin out from the neighbouring house, and the man drives off with a smile.
You see my dad?
What?
Where is he?
I don't know your dad.
What? I'm gonna wet myself.
Excuse me.
I'm busting. I got a riot sweat on.
Get out. Oi, what are you doing? Get out of there.
You got any orange?
Now Ellen's drinking a glass of orange juice as she and the girl, Kayla, sit in a living room. Kayla stares at a mark on Ellen's cheek.
What's that on your face?
Do I know you?
School.
Really?
I've only been here 6 months.
Do you know me?
Everyone knows you.
Where's your mum?
dead.
Do you live here on your own?
Dad works away some nights.
Pimp?
Truck driver.
Pedo.
You should probably go see if your dad's home.
Ellen glances over her shoulder at a window.
I'm all right here for a bit.
Kayla stares at her suspiciously. Now Ellen's necking a bottle of vodka and dancing on the sofa.
Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well.
Kayla's sitting on the floor, her back to the sofa. She also drinks from the vodka bottle. Ellen leaps off the sofa.
Where'd you learn to dance like that?
I just made it up. You can't learn this, it's just in ya. Boys love this.
Do they?
You ever done it?
Dancing?
Say!
Dancing.
Ellen's got two cigarettes in her mouth.
Oh, that's funny.
Here we have one.
No.
Give it.
No.
Ellen wrestles Kayla to the ground as a dropped cigarette smoulders on the sofa. Kayla wakes up the next day, her arms and head resting on a table covered with messy debris from the night before. She looks across the room as it all comes back to her.
Oh, God.
She lifts a net curtain and stares out at the fire-damaged sofa, which has been placed in the middle of the garden.
Shit.
She remembers standing outside with Ellen watching the sofa burn. Kayla screams with delight as Ellen lifts her arms in the air.
Where are my trousers?
Kayla laughs at Ellen. Now in Kayla's bedroom.
What about school?
I'm having some time out. Come with me if you like, I'll show you around.
Alright.
Kayla takes a pair of jeans off a coat hanger and hands them to Ellen. Ellen looks taken aback by the offer, and she walks over to the window, holding up the jeans to get a proper look at them. Later, Ellen flings her arms wide, then sticks a fag in her mouth, showing Kayla a magnificent view of London.
It's all right.
All right. It's fucking marvellous. Look at that.
Now Ellen and Kayla are sitting on a bench together.
Here.
What's that?
Mushrooms.
From Asda?
From my pocket.
I don't eat fish in case I choke on the bones and you want me to eat them.
They take you away from it, it's like being on holiday.
When's the gone-off date on them?
Kayla hands the packet of mushrooms back.
Who's your dad back?
Today.
Oh.
Yours? What are you doing tomorrow?
Who knows what'll come my way. You?
Last day of school.
No one goes their last day.
Exactly.
I could call for you if you like.
Yeah?
Ellen's back at her flat, where a party's taking place. Fixing herself a drink in the kitchen, Nicole sees her daughter looking at her.
What?
Stayed out last night.
You didn't.
I did. I stayed at my friend's.
Shut up, Ellen.
Nicole steps away, and two young blokes enter the kitchen to get a drink.
Oh, help yourself. Make yourself at home.
Hey, what is it?
The bald man's in the living room.
You're on the fucking telly. On the telly, am I? Hey? What's this then? Is that my prize? Oh, look, and a lager. Thanks very much, Dale. Now fuck off. Oh, hello. Gonna join us? Have a beer?
She's 14.
Turn down.
A bit of a madam, isn't she?
A young man, Jason, turns the music down.
You mug. Still got it.
Ellen's now in another room in the flat, gazing at an old lady who's lying in a bed opposite her.
Is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Lovely. Where were you? They're drinking all my brandy. You all right, little one?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good.
Ellen's nan closes her eyes and goes to sleep. Ellen lies down on the bed she's been sitting on. Presently, she's asleep too. Someone wearing white trainers is creeping slowly down the stairs. A face appears through the frosted glass of the bedroom door. It's Leon, the bald-headed man. He opens the door and looks in at the sleeping Ellen. He then leaves. Ellen opens her eyes, thinking. It's daytime, and carrying a plastic bag, Ellen walks through the aftermath of the party. She encounters Jason outside the flat.
Right.
Yeah?
Sorry about last night if it got noisy. How's your nan?
She's all right.
Oh, your mum said you smashed your phone again.
So?
Well, do you want one?
No.
Just thought it might be good with your nan. Not if your mum needs to get you out. You want to check in?
No, thanks.
Look, I don't want any money for it.
Well, I just have it?
Yeah.
Thanks.
She takes the mobile.
I'd stay away from her if I was you.
What?
My mum. She's barking. She's driving you mad. Leg it.
That's what I say. Leg it.
All aboard, join in if you know the words. Ellen and Kayla. Goodbye.
So you just gave it to you?
He's got loads. He said I could just take it.
Do you think he'll get me one?
If I ask him, he really likes me.
Likes you like what?
Like, I don't know. He just can't help himself.
What's the plan when we get there?
Find my dad, ask if I can save him, get the keys, move in.
I'm hungry.
What did your dad say about the sofa?
He lost his shit. I didn't tell him you were there.
Ellen lies back on her train carriage seat, lifting her legs up over the backrest.
Sit like this. This is how everybody sits on the train. Like this guy, pretending he's all smart like a boss. But I bet he's been awake all night watching nasty, filthy porn. That's why he looks all tired and dirty looking.
I think he's just got a cold.
Maybe. She's something important.
You think?
He can tell by her boots.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see how she looked at us?
Judge me, bitch.
A maintenance man in a high-vis vest unlocks a door and heads inside. Soon, Ellen and Kayla are talking to a woman in a staff room.
Here we are. Are you his little girl?
Yeah.
I've heard all about you. Reese, is it?
No, that's his other daughter. I am Ellen.
Oh. He's on holiday this week. Has he not took you with him? You know Lawrence.
Yeah, flash bastard.
This is his daughter.
Reese.
A different one. Do you know where he is?
Tenerife till Monday.
Do you remember when I went to Tenerife?
no?
Exactly.
Having entered a bushy area behind a brick building, Ellen answers the call on her new mobile.
Hello? What's happened? Of course I would answer. It was Jason. Just wanted to see if I would answer.
Back at the flat, Jason smiles as he looks down at his phone. Nicole's spraying air freshener around the living room. She turns to see a shirtless Leon looking at her from the kitchen, a mug of tea in his hand. He takes a drink, his eyes fixed on Nicole. Ellen's teaching Kayla some hand signals as they walk along an old rail track.
This is stop the train. This is I've seen you and I'm going to shift out of your way.
Right.
You are now officially track safe.
What do you do if they did their warn?
You run!
Holding a long stick, Ellen races off along the track and Caleb runs after her. Next, the girls are sitting beside each other, their legs dangling over the edge of a rail bridge, many metres above a road below.
We're not supposed to be up here.
Don't matter. Nobody knows, so it's like we're not.
But we are.
But if nobody knows, then are we?
Fucking tap. I'm shitting myself.
Yeah?
But it's brilliant.
I know.
Ellen starts sliding forwards.
Don't.
That a teacher?
Who?
Everyone!
What now?
You want to come back to mine?
Nicole's lazing on the sofa when Ellen gets in with Kayla.
Who's this? This is my friend. This is Kayla. Ellen?
In Nan's bedroom.
This is Kayla, Nan.
Hello.
You all right?
Just cold.
You want a jumper?
It's me feet.
I forgot my manners. Kayla, do you want a drink? Come on.
Nicole ushers Kayla out of the room. Later, Ellen joins them in the living room, holding a bottle of pills.
I thought she wasn't having these ones. Why hasn't she got new ones?
I've got to pay for new ones.
But she needs them.
Don't show off. What?
Where's Nan's slippers?
Let's just give her a minute and she forgets she asked.
But she's cold.
I moved stuff out so we've got more room.
Moved it out where?
The garage. Leon put it there.
Why are you here?
Not me. I'm staying.
Why are you being like this? He's only staying for a couple of nights. He needs somewhere to crash. Ellen!
Give me your keys!
Why?
Keys!
Kayla follows Ellen, who picks up a stick, goes over to a parked car, and starts angrily bashing it. Kayla picks up a stick and joins in. In slow motion, Ellen grimaces as she takes out her rage on the vehicle. Kayla runs off to hide in some woodland, and Ellen follows her just as Leon emerges from the block of flats. He stands, looking at his car for a moment, before turning off the alarm. He spots the girls. He walks towards them, and the girls step out into the open.
What are you doing? What happened? What would you do, something like that? Now you owe me. How are we going to sort this? What are you going to do about it?
It's not even that bad.
What are we going to do about it? Me and you? Eh? Eh?
Fuck off, Leon.
Fuck off, Leon.
Leon. I don't think...
You don't think what?
Her Nan's on the way out, mate. She's on her way out, you know?
Leon pushes his forehead against Jason's in a threatening manner. Then he steps by him and walks off. Later, Jason's handing Kayla a banknote.
Can I get her a drink? Calm her down. Thanks.
He sits down on a bench next to Ellen.
Who's she?
My mate Kayla.
And what did he do to deserve that?
Gets on my nerves. It's everywhere.
You know, when I was your age, my auntie took me to see my nan in hospital. I'd sit there all afternoon. Don't know what for, just waiting for nothing. Then my auntie told me to say goodbye. I realised she meant, like, final goodbye sort of thing. What was it? Do you know what I said? I said nothing. Couldn't think of a word, so...
Ellen edges a little closer to him, nudging his leg with hers, but he backs away. Kayla emerges from a pub behind them with a pint of orange squash.
What?
Ellen takes it from her, and Kayla hands Jason his change.
She got you squash. Look, call me if you need anything, right?
Ellen nods, and Jason walks off.
Do you like orange?
In her home, Kayla's been brushing her teeth in the bathroom. She goes into a bedroom and sees Ellen's jacket on a bed.
Ellen?
Ellen bursts out of a wardrobe.
Elle?
The startled Kayla ends up on the bed laughing as Ellen playfully roughs her up. They throw a pillow at one another, then settle down, wearing smiles. Now they're both under a blanket, watching porn.
He looks at her like she's a queen.
I don't think anyone's ever done that to the queen before. That does not look fun.
So?
We're supposed to enjoy it, otherwise what's the point?
What are you like?
When I was a kid, I thought it was the balls that went in.
Kayla!
What? You know the saying, balls deep?
Ellen looks thoughtful for a moment.
Do you think Jason's...
What?
I don't know. Do you think he's sexy?
Ellen, I think he's old.
Kayla moves to the bottom of the bed so that she and Ellen are top and tail.
Jimmy Bird downstairs thought the women stopped growing pubes in the late 1990s.
How could that be?
Evolution.
Still got mine.
Why?
I only just got them. I'm not cutting them off so I look 12 again. I'm a woman.
They have you in the circus, the bearded lady.
Don't care if they do. What?
Kayla's father opens the door and looks in.
I'm back tomorrow.
Kayla looks away.
All right.
He goes, and wearing a sullen expression, Kayla makes herself more comfortable.
When my mum was alive, she used to say goodnight to me for like 10 minutes. Just a little speech for goodnight.
A speech like what?
Like... oh, she loved me and she was lucky and proud.
She said all that.
It was a bit weird, to be honest.
Becoming tearful, she closes her eyes. Ellen passes her a tissue.
Here. It's mostly clean.
Kayla dries her eyes.
She sounds lovely. Your mum.
Sweeping slowly over the bed as the two girls lie staring into space. Ellen's nan's lying in bed, her eyes open but quite lifeless, the flickering light of a TV illuminating her face. Nicole stands wearing a dressing gown, gazing down at her mother. She lowers her head for a moment, then she slowly turns and takes a seat on the bed opposite, a mournful air about her. Daytime. Ellen and her mother stand united in grief, as in slow motion, two people push a gurney carrying Nan's remains in a body bag out of the flat. Once they've gone, Nicole glances ever so briefly at her daughter, then steps away. Ellen's now standing on the walkway of her block of flats, about four stories up, making a phone call.
Hi, this is Jason. I can't talk right now. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Ellen ends the call and tries again. Ellen lifts up the door of the garage and stands looking sorrowful as she holds her nan's slippers, which she's removed from a cardboard box. Carrying a suitcase out of the garage, she pauses to look back at the remaining items inside, then swings the door back down. Back in the flat.
I said a value.
This is all I could find.
Did you go for it properly?
Yes. Slippers. Jacket.
Ellen takes a small tin from the suitcase.
What's this?
What's it look like?
It's a pink tin.
It's salmon.
Ellen takes a pink wedding hat from the suitcase.
I'm keeping this.
What are you going to do with that?
I like it.
It's filthy.
I want it.
Ellen sits down next to her mother on the sofa. A pile of letters and papers.
What's all this? What are you doing with this?
I don't know. I've never really done anything without her taking it away from me or taking over. So I don't know, Ellen. I don't know what I'm going to do with anything.
Nicole takes a photograph out of an envelope. It's a picture of a smiling woman.
Looks like a poodle.
Nicole looks at Ellen, whose smile quickly fades.
It wasn't peaceful.
Which part?
Well, you know when they say, oh, it was peaceful. she died at peace. Well, she didn't. Wasn't like that. She was cold. She was really scared.
Can you pass me the hat, please?
I think we should do the sheet she died in. I mean, it doesn't seem right to keep them, but we could do them, really. So.
Mum. Mum, pass me the hat. Pass me the hat, Mum.
Nicole's holding the hat.
Mum.
You weren't there. You should have been there.
Nicole recoils as Ellen screams in her face, slamming her hands on the wall behind her mother. Hurries down the stairs that lead to the block's main entrance. She steps outside to find Kayla waiting for her. In a church, the girls stand in front of a candle stand.
What's it for?
To show that you're thinking of her.
How much is it? It
says 50p, but you can put in wherever you like. I mean, sometimes my dad puts in a fiver because it's my mum.
And there's a pound.
I've only got coppers.
How much?
10p.
I need more than 10p, I can't put 10p in.
That's all I've got.
It's my nan.
She won't know.
She always had rubbish.
It's the thought that counts.
Tell that to Jesus when he sees me putting 10p in.
Just hide it under your hand.
Ellen tries to put the copper coins through the slot in the collection box, but she becomes frustrated when they get jammed. Her face crumples and she starts hitting the box. Finally, she tearfully covers her face with her hand. Unsettled by this, Kayla can only look on. Kayla and Ellen are waiting by a bus stop when Jason pulls up in his car.
Ellen! Elle!
She walks over to him.
I called you.
I left my phone. Get in, let me drive you.
Ellen steps round to the front passenger seat. And Kayla gets in the back. Later, the car's parked, and Ellen and Kayla are eating fast food.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Kayla checks her phone.
It's my dad.
Don't answer.
I have to get back soon.
Ellen doesn't respond to this, and Kayla gets out of the car to make a call. Watching Kayla through the windscreen, Jason drinks from a soft drinks carton, then passes it over to Ellen. Ellen sits studying his face. When he turns to look at her, he smiles.
You all right?
Of course.
How's your mum? What about your dad? Is he about?
Got Kayla?
Yeah, no, it's just a kid though, isn't she? But I can tell you're feeling it. You will have fun again, you know.
He reaches into his pocket and takes out a banknote.
Go out and have some fun.
Thanks.
Jason answers a call on his mobile.
Yeah? You all right? No, I can't get there now. All right.
Ellen gets out of the car.
All right, cool.
Kayla's cutting Ellen's hair.
You never wear your hair down.
I'd have to wash it.
You look pretty.
Jason, Tracer likes my hair up. Can see more of my face, he said.
I'm going away tomorrow.
Away where?
Scotland. My dad wants me to come with him.
Like a holiday?
I suppose.
You going in the truck?
Yeah.
It's a shame.
I know.
Can I come?
I don't know.
I'll come.
I don't know what my dad will say.
Kayla cuts off too much from the side.
Shit.
What?
Nothing.
I told you I don't like layers. Don't do layers.
Stop touching it.
Stop cutting it.
Just let me finish. I haven't finished yet.
It's a mullet. You've given me a mullet.
Oi!
Fucking mullet.
They both laugh.
Smartphones,
moving in slow motion, Kayla takes the lid off a vodka bottle. She pours some into two glasses as Ellen sits at a dressing table, applying a blusher brush to her hand and cheerily smiling at herself in a mirror. Nighttime. Ellen and Kayla are sitting on a low wall outside, watching a young boy busting some dance moves nearby. Ellen takes a swig from a bottle. The boy continues to dance. Now he's sitting next to them as they all pass the time in morose silence. Later still, Ellen and Kayla are still sitting on the wall, laughing away. Ellen's smile fades when she sees Jason walking along a pavement with a long-haired young woman.
I didn't know Jason had a girlfriend.
She isn't his girlfriend. Why would she be?
I just thought.
You don't know him.
I do a bit.
No, you don't.
Jason and his companion walk off into the distance.
I want to go out.
You are out?
Out, out. I've never been out, out.
My dad's whacking a bit.
Going in?
He wants to talk to me.
Your dad wants to talk to you?
I know.
I bet he tells you not to bother with me anymore.
Why would he say that?
I bet he does.
No, I don't care what he says, you know.
Then stay out.
You want to stay at mine tonight?
No.
You all right?
I'm always all right.
Ellen.
You don't know him.
What?
Jason.
Ellen turns and stares at Kayla defiantly. Kayla gets up and starts to walk away. She stops and turns to look back at Ellen.
See you tomorrow.
When Ellen doesn't respond, she strides off. Ellen sits drinking as the lights of the takeaway she's sitting outside are turned off. Now Ellen marches up to a bouncer outside a club.
Let us in, will ya? What am I gonna do? I just wanna go inside for a bit. I'll give you a blowjob. I won't really, but can I just go in anyway?
The man allows her in, and Ellen climbs a darkened staircase. Arriving at the top, she goes through a door and enters the red-lit club. The place is fairly empty, and the people who are there are mostly sitting at tables chatting. Ellen stands looking around for a moment, then she walks over to the bar. The barmaid talks to her.
What are you drinking?
What?
Drink?
Don't I?
Ellen puts a banknote down on the bar. Three young men look over at Ellen as she stands on her own on the dance floor. Light is reflected off a glitter ball as she starts to dance, waving her arms in the air and giving herself up to the music, her eyes closed, a contented smile on her face. Lost in a world of her own, she seems completely unself-conscious as she happily bounces about. Eventually, two young men approach her. One of them backs off when the other is the first to get close to Ellen, moving up behind her and beginning to dance with her. Leon's sitting at a table with a young woman and another man. Holding a pint in his hand, his eyes are fixed on Ellen. She continues to dance with her eyes closed, almost oblivious to the man she's dancing with. Later, she talks to the man.
Do you like me?
I think you better get her out of here.
The man helps Ellen out of the club. Outside, they pass Leon on his phone with a few of his mates. Now, Ellen's throwing up. The man's gone back inside, leaving Ellen on her own. She straightens up, wiping her mouth, then stumbles down the alleyway. Stopping to spit, she carries on over to a wall and sits on it. As she sits, staring down at her feet, Jason comes over.
Ellen. What state you're in?
She runs past him and throws up again. Jason puts a comforting hand on her back. Now, as they sit side by side, he holds some drugs up to her nose.
Come here.
She snorts it, then wipes her nose. Jason licks his fingers clean.
If I can keep it.
He hands her the rest, and she puts it in her pocket.
You remind me of me sometimes.
Is your mum a dick?
No, I live with my auntie. And Leon. They weren't fucking arguing.
That sweaty old pedo.
Come on.
He gets to his feet, feeling in his pockets, then turns to face her.
I can't go home.
So do you want to go?
My dad's?
Yeah? What will he say, you turning up this time of night?
He's away.
I woke you.
I'm all right.
I'm not leaving you out here on your own.
Now Ellen's breaking into her dad's place. She jemmies open a window and climbs in. Jumping down into the darkness, she makes her way across the floor and opens the front door.
Will you come in?
Jason steps across the threshold. Ellen splashes her face in the bathroom sink, then wipes it with her hands and looks at her reflection. She glances down at her tight, lacy top, then grabs some toilet roll, dabbing it against her top to dry it off. Jason comes in with some clothes.
Yeah, put this on.
Ellen takes the man's short-sleeved shirt and steps out of the bathroom. As she walks off, Jason leans against the wall. Now Ellen's standing in the bedroom, wearing only the shirt. Jason comes in.
It's very cold.
Is this your dad?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Holidays.
And he back?
Soon. I'm gonna come and live with him.
Yeah, is that what he said?
He looks at her.
No.
Oh, you can come stay with me if you like.
He undoes the top couple of buttons of her shirt. Then he sits down on the edge of the bed. She steps closer to him and puts her hands on his shoulders, shimmying about a little in front of him. He smiles, then gets to his feet, standing close to her. She reaches up and kisses him. He puts one hand behind her head and kisses her passionately. Her hand hangs limply by her side. They pull apart and stare at each other for a long moment. Then Jason slowly moves her round and pushes her down on the bed on her front. Ellen lies with her head to one side, staring. The circular bathroom mirror and the darkened kitchen. Now Jason's having a wee in the toilet. In the bedroom, Ellen's perched on the side of the bed. She turns her head to look at the door. Jason comes back in and lies on the bed. She lies down next to him.
You all right? Tired?
She shakes her head with a little smile.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
No, you're not.
I'm nearly 15.
I thought you was older.
Did ya?
You can't tell these days, can you? Well, don't tell anyone.
No. Of course.
Ellen.
I never would.
All right, I'm off.
Ellen holds onto his hand.
I don't want you to go.
Don't make a fuss.
Sorry.
He picks up a watch from the bedside table and puts it on.
That's my dad's.
If she was my daughter, I'd take proper care of her.
He leaves, and Ellen moves over to lie on the other side of the bed. She listens to him leave. Daytime, and light is pouring in through the vertical slatted blinds. Ellen's still lying on her dad's bed. The room seems to spin her round. She gets up and sits on the edge of the bed, Kayla's jeans lying in a heap at her feet. Then she turns to look at the framed photo of her dad with his other daughter. She glances back at the bed, then reaches down to pull on her jeans. She looks at a handbag and clothes hanging on the back of the bedroom door, flicking a padlock detail on the bag. She unhooks it from its peg and stares at it. She goes over to the dressing table, idly picking things up. Then she picks up the framed photo of her dad and half-sister, staring at it closely. She puts it back down and walks out. In the hallway, she stops for a moment, thinking, then walks on. Now she's in her little half-sister's bedroom. She touches a big furry pink bunny, then kneels down in front of a fairy tale doll's house. She sits down in front of a heart-shaped mirror and traces her finger round the contours of a makeup doll's head, picking it up and stroking its face. Holding it in one hand, she takes an eye pencil in the other and starts to colour in the doll's eyelid. She concentrates intently on the job at hand. Then a look comes over her face, and she starts to stab at the doll's head with the pencil, then tosses it to the floor. She starts picking things up and chucking them on the floor, breaking apart the fairy tale doll's house. Now she hurries out of the house with the handbag, putting up the hood of her jacket. As she walks off down the street, Kayla's watching from her bedroom window. Daytime. Ellen's sitting on a wall on the estate. She stares up at the block of flats, then looks down again. She hops down and walks off. In the flat, Nicole's lying on the sofa, asleep in her dressing gown, a bottle of vodka on the coffee table. Ellen steps into her nan's bedroom, where the bed's been stripped and there are bottles of tablets on the bedside table. Staring at the empty bed for a long moment, she grabs a plastic bag and starts stuffing things into it from a drawer in the bedside table. Now she's unscrewing the lid of a jar. She pulls out a small plastic bag of drugs, then closes a cupboard door. Now she's sneaking past her mum, who's still asleep in the living room, as she reaches to pick up her nan's hat.
Is that you?
Nicole sits up, rubbing her eyes.
Where is he? I don't know, I haven't seen him. Where have you been?
Disneyland.
Nicole nods, then sighs.
Come here.
No.
Come here.
I haven't done anything.
I want to have a look at you.
Slowly, Ellen walks over to her, dumping her bags on the floor. She comes to sit next to her mum, perching on the edge of the sofa. Nicole reaches out to touch Ellen's cut hair. Ellen flinches at first, but then allows her mum to stroke her straggly hair.
You got nits again?
Just had it cut.
You look like you belong in a home.
Ellen looks over at her mum. Nicole sees her staring and stops laughing, then rests her forehead against Ellen's shoulder. Ellen shrugs her off.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
What?
You just don't get it.
I don't get what?
Anything.
Elle.
Ellen picks up her bags.
Bins go out Tuesdays.
Yeah, bins go out Tuesday. That's...
She marches out. Now Ellen's lying back on a bench, breathing in the fumes from the plastic bag with the nail varnish in it. It's Jason calling. She switches off her phone. Tucking the phone back in her pocket, she goes back to her bag. Kayla comes over.
I've been looking for you everywhere.
Shouldn't have bothered.
Well, I have now.
Kayla comes round to sit on the bench.
My dad says you can come to Scotland with us.
Kayla looks away. and Ellen stops inhaling. Now Ellen's in the shower.
Where were you last night?
Can't hear you.
Kayla's sitting on the bathroom floor. In the shower, Ellen smooths down her wet hair. Now she and Kayla are walking down a back street, Kayla trailing a suitcase behind her. They climb into Kayla's dad's lorry.
Mum, all right with this?
Yeah, of course.
She pulls the door shut.
What do you think of the truck, Ellen?
Smells like port scratchings.
Kayla glances over at Ellen with a smile. Ellen catches her eye, then looks away, sneaking a peek at Kayla's dad as he drives off. Now it's dusk, and the truck's travelling over a bridge that crosses a motorway. Cars flash past on the other side of the road, reflected in the truck's wing mirror. Nighttime, and the lorry's parked outside a motel. The girls hop over a little fence and over to a room.
Kayla.
Ellen steps into the darkened room.
You gonna be all right in there?
Of course.
No fires. Got your pyjamas?
I've got pants.
Toothbrush?
I'll use my finger.
Kayla.
Ellen watches them through the window. She sees Kayla's dad hug her tightly. Ellen quickly throws the net curtains back down again and stands alone in the darkened room. Outside, Kayla picks up her case.
Won't be scared, will you?
No.
Good.
She looks back at him.
You won't be scared, will you?
A bit.
Kayla climbs over the fence and steps into the dark room. She puts down her case and turns on the light, then sits down on the bed.
Ellen?
She looks around, then gets up and heads back outside. Glancing round, she shuts the door behind her and locks it. She walks off down a corridor, passing a trolley of used linen, then stops and looks across the grass outside.
Ow. Ellen?
Ellen's walking off with her bags. Kayla's dad comes to the room.
Kayla?
Ellen's walking near the road.
Wait. Where are you going?
Ellen glances back but carries on walking. Kayla follows her. Now Kayla's dad's on his phone. He spies Kayla's phone light up through the window. He walks off, frustrated. The blurry headlights of traffic on the motorway.
Can you stop? Ellen, stop! I'm getting a stitch! Where are we going? Ellen!
Kayla's dad's standing outside the motel looking worried. He runs off.
Let's go back!
You go back.
I'm not leaving without you.
Your dad will be worried, you should go.
Your dad will be here in 2 days.
So?
So you can go live with him.
What planet are you on?
When he finds out what's happened,
he won't do anything.
He will.
You think? You think my dad's gonna paint a room pink and say, come and live with me, you're better than my other kid who got ugly teeth? Think that woman's gonna start lending me shoes and buying me Barbies? Think my mum is gonna sort herself out and learn how to make a fucking sandwich? I'll be welcomed back at school with open legs. I'll be the queen of my little fucking pony. Is that what you think?
That's what you said.
Do you know what actually happened, Kayla? My dad will say not now. You say not now, Ellen.
What are you doing?
Calling Jason.
Kayla grabs her phone and throws it onto the motorway. Ellen climbs over the barrier and runs to grab it, then stands in front of the oncoming traffic and closes her eyes. Cars swerve past her. Kayla grabs her and pulls her off the motorway. Now they're sitting on a hill, arms wrapped round their knees. Ellen picks up the little plastic bag of drugs and tips some into her hand. Kayla grabs some and puts it in her mouth. Ellen looks at her, then does the same. They both hold each other's gaze for a long moment. Then Ellen looks away. The tiny yellow flowers of a gorse bush. Then Ellen and Kayla standing on the grassy hill, staring upwards. Ellen's face is plunged into clear water. She lets bubbles escape from her mouth and nose, then lifts her face out of the sink. A woman comes into the public toilets behind them. Ellen looks at her damp reflection, touching her lips.
Are we invisible?
Yeah.
We can go anywhere now. Anywhere at all.
I want to go somewhere quiet where money doesn't matter.
Spain.
Somewhere my mum definitely can't visit.
The moon.
Bloody moon.
Then we'll go to the moon.
Good.
And we'll wear double spacesuits so we can still chat.
Imagine the look on my mum's face. She finds out I made it to the fucking moon.
They're spinning in a toy rocket.
This just keeps on going. People travelling, moving about, escaping. It makes me feel hope.
Kayla moves her fingers across the table until the tips are touching Ellen's.
I'm a plum talking rubbish.
It was so good. I wet myself a bit.
They're sitting in a near empty cafe.
You'll be all right, you know. Come live with me.
What you dare say?
You won't mind. It's only a year. Then we can get our own place.
Live together.
Get a flat with money from our jobs. We'll go halves on the rent. And then we'll have enough money left over to spend on the weekends. Or sometimes we stay in because we're tired. We'll have holidays in the caravan. Get a car, share it between us. Just a run around.
To pull our caravan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can, though.
Kayla looks up to see her dad come in.
You two. I thought you'd been taken.
Ellen stares straight ahead as they hug beside her.
We're going. Come on, we're going.
Ellen turns to look at him.
Fuck off.
He stares at her in astonishment as she picks up her things and walks off. Then he pulls Kayla to come with him as she glances after Ellen. Now Ellen's on her phone.
Hello?
She listens.
I don't know where I am.
Car lights. Blurry through opaque glass. A switched-off lamppost is a near silhouette in the early morning light. A large car park sits empty under thin clouds. Ellen's sitting on a grass verge. She looks up to see Kayla's dad's white lorry pull up. Kayla standing a short distance away. She comes over to Ellen.
He's making me spend the whole holidays with him.
In the truck?
Going all over the country, he says.
I'd hate that.
I know.
I really hate that.
You sure you don't want my dad to take you home?
In that thing?
Oh.
Jason will be here in a bit.
Right.
I need to get back anyway.
Yeah?
Got loads of stuff on.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
Ring me.
I'm not sure where I put my phone.
I'll call for you at your mum's when I get back.
If I'm there.
Leave me a note saying where you are.
Yeah.
Kayla clenches her fist by her side as she looks at Ellen.
My beautiful friend.
She steps over and hugs Ellen tightly. Ellen just stands still, receiving the hug, her face blank. Then Kayla strides off to her dad's truck. Ellen remains staring in the opposite direction. Then she turns to see Jason's car swinging round the car park towards her. She goes over to get in. They drive off. Kayla puts on her seatbelt in the passenger seat of her dad's truck. In Jason's car, Ellen stares down blankly at the stereo. Jason passes her a bottle of vodka. She takes it and unscrews the top, swigging from it. Jason half glances over as she screws the lid back on. Ellen reaches over to turn the music up. Jason turns it off, and she looks at him. He's staring at the road ahead. Eventually, Ellen looks away. She turns to gaze out of the window. She lets her head flop back against the headrest. Then she shuts her eyes. Jason drives into a close of modern red brick housing. He parks up outside one of the houses, then gets out. As he strides over to a front door...
Shall I wait in the car?
I'll come in if you want.
Ellen gets out. Jason steps into the house, and Ellen follows him. He heads into the kitchen, where his mates are hanging around, drinking. He turns back to Ellen.
Oh, do you want to go wait for you there?
Leon claps him on the shoulder as Ellen slowly steps into the next room. She pauses on the threshold for a minute, then steps inside and shuts the door. She glances over at the bed, closing her eyes briefly. Then she goes to sit down on it. She waits, with a dejected look on her face. In the kitchen, in slow motion, Leon points at something on the surface, and Jason picks it up. Another man's holding a bottle of beer, while a young woman's half asleep, standing up with her head resting on one of the kitchen cupboards. Leon watches Jason snort some drugs. Jason straightens up and turns round. Ellen sits still in the bedroom, waiting, the peach-coloured curtains drawn behind her. The door opens and a man walks in, followed by Leon. Leon stares at Ellen and folds his arms.
If a tree falls in the woods and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound?
Jason comes in and closes the door, shrinking back into the corner.
Does it make a sound?
The three men stare down at her, perched on the side of the bed.
Does it?
Leon moves towards her. Outside, moving away from the house, an elderly woman with grey hair walks across the street. A young man in running gear jogs past. Moving round the corner and out of the close, past people going about their everyday lives.